Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Why would you do this? Why would you play Macklemore, Seattle's very own? Paul Rosenberg, dropping beats from Seattle. We don't rock with Macklemore. Return of the Mac. Where did he go? He just disappeared. He won the Grammy over Kendrick Lamar. Now Kendrick Lamar is going to perform at the Super Bowl. Macklemore is just retired from the rap game. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan taking your calls. I am watching SNY as the train goes by. Nationals versus New York Mets. You got to sweep them. You got to take the series tonight. You know, Pete Alonso talked about wanting to party with the boys. I've been saying for weeks it's a special season. People online want to tell me, why is it a special season, Keith? It's a special season for 100 different reasons for the Mets. They got to see it through. The story can't end with Francisco Lindor got hurt. They dropped a couple games. They missed the postseason by a half game. So here we are as the MLB script writers have the pen and the Mets are trying to control their destiny as much as they can. It'd be nice if Pete Alonso followed up his words with his bat and would carry the team and lead the team in Lindor's absence. Well, I mean, it's just a thought, Pete. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man? It's been a minute.
I'm good. How are you, Ross?
Hey, not bad. There's always these shows going at 2 a.m. I haven't been able to call with school back in Texas. I was trying to call Friday. I was got my debut on a mic doing a play-by-play for Bosco, so I was beat. I said I can't call him, man.
Prioritize your sleep, Ross. You're young, you're growing, you're in school, you're learning. Go to bed. All of my shows can be found on the free Odyssey app with the rewind function, and they go to Apple Podcasts. Go to sleep.
No, I catch up on the sleep during the school day if I'm not watching Boomer and Gio on the iPad.
You better chill, because I met your dad at Fanatics Fest. I know he's listening. He doesn't want to hear that.
No, he's bowling right now. He's not listening. No offense. He's at the bowling alley. Yeah, you know what, dude? You know, CBS Sports Network is like the only state we don't got blocked on the iPads right now. I can't go on Twitter or anything. So I watch Boomer and Geo up until 10, and then I get Odyssey.
When I was in school, my cell phone, I had Snake on there. I wasn't able to go on websites, and there was no tablet. So the first world problems versus you're good. All right, what do you got, Ross?
Yeah, so listen, hey, real quick on the football, how about my Vikings 2-0 finally getting some respect? People calling Sam Darnold, Mayfield 2.0.
I tried to tell these people late at night, let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings. Let's talk about Kevin O'Connell. Let's talk about Brian Flores. Let's not act like they're some bums. Let's not act like they're not NFL players with a chip on their shoulder. They have a lot of guys over there that want to prove people wrong. They're dancing in the locker room, the 50 Cent Many Men. Like, they're on a mission.
Yeah, we were. I mean, I know it's 2 weeks in. They got all the signs of a team of destiny. You look at it, and I was kind of disrespecting New Orleans, too. We're kind of like the two poster boys of, just want to say, underdog stories. And New Orleans, they're taking on a whole other level. They got like 80 points through two games. I mean, they got Clint Kubiak calling the shots on the offense. I mean, I thought Dennis Allen, Derek Carr, they were dead men walking, but it's clicking over there.
Derek Carr, second year, Alvin Kamara's healthy. No one can stop Rashid Shaheed. No one thinks about Michael Thomas can't guard Mike. They've got plenty of receivers. They've got plenty of defensive players. Yeah, they're good.
No, I took the under on him. I didn't think they had anything going for him. But it's unbelievable with Shaheed because I got him in fantasy. And back-to-back weeks, I've been kicking him because I leave him on my bench. He finishes like 20 a week. But you see, it's on like three catches. So, you know, damn well, the week I put him in, he's going to get one target for like 4 yards. It's going to be a buzzkill. I wound up having Kyler and Marvin Harrison. I have both of them on my team. It was like 50 combined by like the first by the end of the first half. They were nuts. But
well, good luck to your fake football team, Ross. You got to hit us with the Mets stuff. You're the Mets fan. That's why I went to you. The Mets game starting right now.
Well, I want to say this. I saw the Instagram post that Pete Alonso got his shot at hosting a players only meeting. I would have loved to have been a fly on that wall. Oh, my God, I see him talking about, you know, celebrating like boys and stuff. And I've seen, you know, everybody talks about his press conferences talking about, you know, better baseball ahead and all that. He's basically just a walking cliche machine. And overall, man, I mean, you know, aside from him and Lindor, I mean, the sigh of relief with Lindor, you hear it's only a couple of days. Obviously, you know, majority of Mets fans expect the worst on that. And you know what, man, it just feels like after those back-to-back losses in Philly with Diaz, I mean, how could you not? I mean, how could you trust him? But it feels like it's just a constant roller coaster with the guy.
You got to trust him.
I was out on him against San Diego and Arizona.
He's going to come through.
Yeah, man,
you know, the Philadelphia Phillies were the best team in baseball for months. They've got hitters. They've got good players over there. It's not going to be perfect every time. It shouldn't come down to the ninth inning every time, but you got to trust him. Thanks for the call, Ross. You know, I'll say this about Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso potentially is in his last weeks as a Met. I'll also say this about Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso was on that 2022 team that did not get to celebrate. You remember? They had bigger goals. They didn't celebrate clinching a postseason spot. They were just sure that they were going to win the division, and here come the Braves, and they didn't really turn up the way that they should, popping bottles, pouring Budweisers on each other, wearing the goggles, and giving us that moment that you rarely get to see with the Mets. I love that. I absolutely love watching the Yankees do that. Any teams do that because, like, that's what you play the game for. So the Mets got to handle business. They got to sweep the Nationals. They got to go toe-to-toe with the Phillies. Fingers crossed for Lindor to come back, but I just feel like, man, back issues, the back can tighten up on you and your whole body is gone. And even if he is able to play, maybe he's not effective. So, they're thinking, we got to be cautious with this because if they are able to survive without him, right, you get to see Luis Angel Acuna play shortstop. You get to see other guys step up in his absence. If we're able to survive without him, we'll need him more so for the postseason run. 888-808-1019. Now back to the conversation around the postseason with the Yankees and the Astros. Again, so we're claro. If it's Yankees-Astros at any point in the DS and the CS, whatever, I got to look at how it's going to actually line up because most likely the Astros are going to win their division and they'll have the worst record, so they will be in the wild card round. We'll see what happens. No one can predict what's going to happen, but if they do draw the Houston Astros, if my New York Yankees draw the Houston Astros, you will not hear any talk of the past from me. You will not hear any cowardice. You will not hear any PTSD. It'll be, let's go. Let's go to Thomas in Westchester, New York on the fan. What's up, Thomas?
Keith, thank you for taking the call. I'd like to give you some constructive criticism, if you don't mind. I like you. I appreciate that you're young and you're building a young family and a career. In regards to Houston, It's NASA, NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It's not NASA, like Nassau County.
That's petty,
sound
Thomas.
Like that's silly petty. When you.
That's petty, Thomas. Like, I think I was ranting, and however you say NASA or Nassau, when you're speaking at the pace that I was speaking, like, you just called in and waited on hold to correct me on that. Thanks, Thomas. I think that's petty. We're talking sports here. We're not talking about how you pronounce N-A-S-A. And if you're taking a shot at my intelligence or my speech, like, I know what it is. It's not about that. I was making fun of the fans that show up in astronaut suits. Alan is in New Hyde Park. Alan, you're on the fan.
Keith, how you doing, Dad?
Fantastic. Right. On the fan in New York. How are you?
Yeah, listen, I'm good, baby. I'm good. I'm very good. Listen, I got to tell you guys, I heard the end of Evan's show and what he was doing with the Yankees and the Astros. I heard Sean's, you know, comments. You know, I heard Tiki's comments. He was pro. I heard your comments, which I hear now. You kind of backtrack a little bit the way I look at it. I want the Astros. Let's make no mistake about it. I don't know. We've spoken a few times, you and I. I go back in the 50s. So I've been through all the wars. The comment by Gerrit Cole. I didn't see the game because I was doing something, but I saw the news on that. The four fingers that he put out, that was so weak. I couldn't get over it.
Me either. I still am
That's
not over it.
What I don't want from this Yankee team. That showed me.
Well, we need him. He's going to take the ball game one throughout the postseason. What's he going to be if he's got a moment like that? He's got to bounce back from it.
I don't want to debate that. I want to get back to the Astros. I'm just telling you, my Yankee teams from the past, from way back, would never do what he did. That's what I want to say about it. That was very weak. But that shows me that the team is weak in certain regards. Now, the Astros, I'm not concerned with what happened. I was there like you were there. I was at all these games. I get it all. With my family, watching this, watching that. Yes, they can't hit in Houston. Yes, the cheating. We went through all this. But for the Yankees to prove their point, the same way the Red Sox made the Yankees suffer, and I suffered and you suffered from 2004, which is the worst collapse in baseball history or sports history, this Yankee team, if they get the opportunity to play the Astros and those three guys and whoever else they put on that field, this Yankee team's test will be to beat them. If they do, that's a great accomplishment for this Yankee team. If they play them and they don't beat them, well, then they lost fair and square because we're the home team this time go around.
Thanks for the call, Alan. Okay, so let's talk about that, right? Then they lost. Then they've lost again to the Houston Astros for the fifth time in 9 years. That will be a stain on this Aaron Judge era, this Aaron Boone era. That will be something that will keep you up at night. It'll be the same boogeyman in your dreams of World Series, your dreams of the Fall Classic being in New York, the same team stopping you over and over again. It's been 15 years. So this season started with Yankee fans just being on 10. We swept the Houston Astros. This is our year. We got Juan Soto. Juan Soto plays up in Houston. We're not losing to the Astros. Left them for dead. We thought, nope, they're not even making the postseason. And then what'd they do? They survived their injuries. They elevated some guys. And they kept playing. And they kept winning. And here they are again about to win that division and be in the postseason where they have a ton of experience. They have a ton of experience. Their fans show up. If we talk about home field advantage, the Yankees have the Bronx Zoo. They have the House of Horrors in Houston, Minute Maid Park, 888-808-1019. And those guys have done it. Those guys have rings. am I just speaking into the void? Those guys are champions down there. That's what they do. Cheating or not, you know, they won it in 2022. They got there last year. They've got there 7 years in a row. And I guess, a lot of you guys want to exercise your demons. You don't play. You don't get to take any swings. You can't catch a baseball, can't throw a baseball. You just have to sit back and watch. And that's a torture chamber. That's a torture chamber I'm not volunteering for. Like, I do not want to just be in another series with the Houston Astros. But again, like I said,
If we draw them, we draw them. You get who you get. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I'm not saying they can't beat them. I do have some fear that the Yankees may overthink situations like they overthink a lot of situations. I do think the Yankees will die hard on their decisions with some of their players, some of their guys in the bullpen, maybe be too stuck on lanes and not really go off the feel of the game. And, you know, maybe that could come back to bite them. But once you get there and it's let's go. Once you get there, you root for the team that you love. Once you get there, it's all eyes on the prize, and that's winning the whole thing. 888-808-1019. So I'm just saying, again, I don't want the Astros. It's looking like the Astros, you know, will be the number three seed and potentially play, you know, the Minnesota Twins in the first round, let's say. And they'll probably beat the Minnesota Twins and advance to play the number two seed, which could be the New York Yankees, could be the Guardians. We don't know. We can't call it. We've got a handful of games here to see how it all shakes out. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh, you're on the Fan.
I'm telling you, Keith, thank you for taking the call again long time. But I'm telling you, Keith, I don't care what happens with Houston. Let's just get into the playoffs and get to the series. Because last year left every Yankee fan, every Met fan, a bad taste in the mouth by not making the postseason. This year, it's a different feel, a different animal. Come on, let's go, baby. Let's go for it. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
I mean, I like the energy. Rah, rah. Let's go, Yankees. I like the energy. They need that energy tonight. This is a Mariners team. Like I said, they're 6-4 against the Astros. This is a Mariners team on the outside looking in. They're hoping to be that last wild card team. You know, they've been winning as of late, and they know that they have to keep winning to control their own destiny. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They're on a 3-game winning streak. They don't fear the Yankees from coming here and beating the Yankees. They split with the Yankees, but they took the first two from the Yankees. And I think they're looking at the Yankees like all teams do. Well, if we knock the Yankees out, we feel pretty good about ourselves. And like I said about their fan base is a fan base that was starved for years. Their fan base is a fan base that's ready for them to get back to the postseason. You know, I just look at this game tonight as, okay, the Yankees cannot sleepwalk into there, sleepless in Seattle. The Yankees cannot show up thinking that, all right, you know, they're going to lay down? No, this is a postseason type of matchup. This has postseason energy. The Yankees might be sitting in a good spot 3 games up. The Yankees may be sitting in a good spot with the best record in the American League, but the season's not over yet. You cannot go through the motions, which I feel like they have it so many times this year. This is a series coming up right here on the road against the Mariners that you need to set the tone. You absolutely need to go out there and set the tone. So we're getting ready for it. Coming up in less than 2 hours, Yankees pregame show. Coming up in an hour, somebody's favorite Yankee, somebody older than me, somebody watched this guy before my time, it's Roy White, former Yankee Roy White, joining us on The Fan at 8:15. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan, your nighttime host. Don't go anywhere. We'll be
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Take that. Take that. Bad Boy Records. P. Diddy run the city. Not no more. Not no more. I know you heard about that. Enough on that. Keith McPherson on The Fan. The Mets try to get something going there. End of one. Pete Alonso flies out. Mark Vientos flies out. It's 0-0. Each team has a hit as we keep an eye on Citi Field. As the Mets take on the Washington Nationals, I mean, I spoke a little bit on the Mets and Lindor and the special season. It has to continue. I just don't want to see it crash and burn. I mean, I'm definitely a Yankees fan that has trolled Mets fans and laughed at Mets fans, but I'm a baseball fan that just thinks they belong in this postseason. And it'd be great to have New York on both sides represented. I mean, baseball missed that in the last season, and I don't know what the season's going to look like for our football teams. I had a whole plan to come in and talk to Brian Daboll on here. I thought I was going to be sending a message out to the head coach of the New York Football Giants, and I'm like, I guess I'll wait a day. I have this same show tomorrow, 6:30 to 9. But, you know, I'll speak on it now because I did it last night. I was just saying to Paulie, I'm like, the same takes I had last night still hold today. I got off air at 2 a.m. Not too much changed. I mean, what did change is, you know, they didn't go sign Mason Crosby again. Where's Mason Crosby? Remember last year Mason Crosby came in, put Tiki Barber's jersey on? Like, why do the Giants always have special teams problems? They fired the special teams coach. Why do the Giants always have an issue, whether it's punt return? They put a Dory Jackson back there. He gets hurt, now you lose a corner. Can't do that. Eric Gray, Sterling Shepard. All right, then they got to sign you know, Gunnar Olszewski. So now they go and get Greg Joseph, and he's coming from the Lions practice squad. Graham Gano is going to be shut down. He's going to be shut down for a few weeks. He's going to injured reserve. And my message to Brian Daboll is, man, listen, you can't be upset when people question your job. This is the NFL. This is also the Giants, where coaches didn't, in recent time, make it to year three. It's also New York, where the fans were booing you off the field in week one. The fans are expecting a better team, a better product on the field. And you come out there and score three touchdowns and don't give up one, you're supposed to win. You come out there and force field goals against a rookie quarterback, you can't get them off the field. Like, they don't have to punt. It's kind of crazy. I was laughing. I like, looking at the box score, I'm like, the way that they lost this game is remarkable. They found a way. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the Yankee calls. I see Yankee fans calling about the potential postseason matchups. Give me the American League Central. Give me the soft landing spot. Give me the bye week. These guys need a break to decompress. But if we end up in Houston, we end up in Houston. The universe never connects, never unconnects. Maybe it's written. Maybe it's already written in the stars. Like, maybe it's the destiny. But like, that doesn't mean I got to be asking for it. I just think if you're a Yankee fan asking for it, be careful what you wish for. 888-808-1019. But with the Giants, the talk of tanking, we just can't get there yet. There was so much talk of tanking last year, and they did that incorrectly. I mean, this year, if it's a Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby, Gervonta, Tank Davis, then tank all the way. And what's going to happen here, you're not going to have a couple wins in the beginning of the year that are going to fool you. You know, it's funny to think how much talk was about benching Daniel Jones, and now with Bryce Young being benched after two games in his second year, people are pointing at Daniel Jones like, why does he get 65 games and Bryce Young, the number one pick, doesn't? It's not so much about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones did enough. Daniel Jones did enough to win the game. He actually had his own team working against him, his own coach's decisions working against him, because without a field goal kicker, it now becomes, okay, you got to go score. And without a place kicker, field goal kicker, it becomes, now you have to punch it in for 2 yards on, you know, two-point conversions. That's a lot of stress and pressure, and it just changes the outlook on the game for a quarterback. But with Brian Daboll, there's a lot of talk about his weight loss. He looks like a completely different guy. He's a Pilates guy, they say. I don't know, man. If it works, it works. But you got to figure it out. What are you about as a coach? Who do you want to be? Now we got to see you really coach. You're the coach of the year from 2 years ago. That gets tossed out way too much. You can't hang your hat on that. It's a different team that has expired. We're looking at you from last year into this year. And if I was Brian Daboll, I wouldn't sleep. I wouldn't sleep comfortably. I would not sleep until I get my first win, because it's on you. You stand in front of the media, you say, it starts with me, we got to be better. Okay, then be better. You say that every decision is mine, then okay. Go pour into that film. You're about to play the Cleveland Browns. The Dallas Cowboys beat them in week one. You will face the Dallas Cowboys right after the Cleveland Browns. Pour into every second of that film, all day and all night, leading up to this game. And strategize. Figure something out. You brought Shane Bowen in. You wanted Wink Martindale out of here. You took the play calling from Mike Kafka, so you could do it. It's on you, boss. No more feet up. No more, I'm just comfortable and relaxed, and I'm the head coach of the New York Giants, and me and Shane are going to be here for 10 years no matter what. It doesn't work like that. Not in this NFL, not in this city. 888-808-1019. He has to figure it out fast. Because if you go 0-3, 0-4, we're looking at your schedule saying you might go 0-8, then it's a tank all the way. Then it's, yeah, you might as well lose all the games and get the number one, number two pick, and then you will get your quarterback, but maybe it won't be you developing him. Maybe it won't be you selecting him. You chose to bring in, you and Shane chose to bring in Brian Burns and give him $150 million. We haven't really seen the return on investment yet. It's early. I think he's a great player from college. Still waiting to see it with the Giants here. The defense was supposed to be something, at least the front linebackers, that you felt good about. The Giants' offensive line has been great. Not for nothing, the Giants' offensive line, if you look at grades, if you look at the first 2 weeks, they're saying this
revamped offensive line with Andrew Thomas back, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt at center, Van Roten, Illuminor. They have the sixth best pass-protecting offensive line over the first 2 weeks, so the line is there. We saw Devin Singletary show himself. But you have to have your hands in everything as the head coach. And for a guy that's eyeing down media members, like, don't you want to stand up there and be proud? Don't you want to stand up there and have a win? Don't you want to stand up there and throw it back to the media and say, so what do you say now? Because you're going to be underdogs. You're going to be not favored in the rest of these games, but that's the NFL. We just saw from week one to week two, so much can change in a week. We saw a bunch of favorites not cover. We saw a bunch of favorites lose. So why can't the Giants go out and beat the Cleveland Browns, who got beat by the Dallas Cowboys in a bunch of different ways, and they barely beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, who aren't any good? 888-808-1019. The season's not over. It's not time to talk about tanking. You're definitely not benching Daniel Jones. That's not the answer. Your coach and your coaches have to plan and game plan better. Your coach and your coaches have to be prepared. Inexcusable to have an injured kicker, 37 years old, who was hurt last year, put in a position where he could get hurt again, and he does, and now you're just SOL with Jamie Gillian, and he can't really go from being the punter to the place kicker. And I don't know if you had emphasis on it during the week with your two-point plays to run them. You don't have Saquon Barkley to get you that 2 points anymore. Like, it's just crazy to be in an NFL game like that where it unravels on you. You have no answers, and you end up losing. You literally make history, the first team to score three touchdowns, not give up one, and have a team kick seven field goals on you, not punt, and lose that game in regulation. All right, back to the Yankees calls. Let's go to Colin in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you doing?
Good.
You know, on the Yankees, you know, I really do think they need to win the division and get number one seed. Because I'd rather face the Astros than the ALCS. Because the way this season has gone, you know, if they face them in the division around and then beat them, and then losing the ALCS, you know, it's still a fail season, and I'd rather just face them at LCS and have game seven at Yankee Stadium.
Sure.
You know? And also, what's your take on Cole, especially walking Devers? Because if you remember, back in July, you know, Devers had a great weekend in the Yankees, like 3 or 4 home runs, I remember. And that Sunday, all the fans were cheering, walk him, walk him, walk him, and they didn't. They hit 2 home runs. And after the game, Boone says, I'm not going to walk anybody with the bases empty. And Saturday, that's what Cole did.
Thanks for the call. I'll say this. I never turned a Yankee game off faster than I did after that decision and the unraveling that followed. I was disgusted. I'm not sitting here on a Saturday and wasting my time with this. I could not believe that that was real life. You can't be that shook of one guy who's not really dominating. Yeah, he might have dominated you in the past, but you struck him out before. You got to see him, bro. You're a $36 million a year pitcher. You're the ace of the staff. You're Gerrit Cole. There should be nobody that you fear like that. And intentional walks are situational. That situation didn't call for it at all because the Yankees had one run on the board. Okay, so what? He parks another one in the second deck in right field. So what? It's 1-1. It's a new game. Would your confidence be hurt by that more than your confidence is probably hurt now by what transpired after the video of you throwing up a 4 and ushering him down to first base and people now having all these takes and thoughts about what's wrong with Gerrit Cole? Gerrit Cole was hurt this year. He's not the same Gerrit Cole. Is Gerrit Cole going to opt out next year? Is Gerrit Cole going to be a Yankee? Or is it what, like, you know what I'm saying? How's Gerrit Cole going to perform in the postseason? This Yankee team needs Gerrit Cole to be an ace. He's postseason proven, but maybe he's mentally weak right now. Maybe he's, you know what I'm saying? Like it just opened up a can of worms now where what happens next? We have to see what version of Gerrit Cole shows up the rest of the way. 888-808-1019. It's just soft, bro. It's so soft. These are the New York Yankees. And I hate when fans talk about a certain guy turning in his grave and what he would do. But man, when I saw that, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This is a 500 team. This is a team that's not gonna make the postseason. This is a team that you should not fear for a second with a bozo manager that does anything he can to try to stir up something. I could not. I still am not over it. Because, like, that is why I say they're unserious. That is why I say I can't trust them. Because they overmanaged that. They thought themselves into that mistake. Nobody was thinking that would happen. Michael Kay was surprised. Fans in there were surprised. I talked to people that were at the game. They're like, we didn't know what that we. It was like you were getting pranked.
Yeah, no, that was certainly a interesting decision. I don't think it was the wrong one, honestly. I said it certainly was
because before I knew it, I left. And then when I turn on the game in the car, just, you know, being a Yankee fiend, it's 7-1.
I think here's the issue, though. If you're going to do that, he's got to get one of the next three guys out, and he didn't.
Tyler O'Neill walked him.
Right. So that's if you're going to do that, if you're going to try to, you know, whether it's metagame, analytics, whatever you want to call it, if you're going to do that.
But you don't control that. It's competition. Those other guys get paid millions too. And the baseball guys don't look kindly on you trying to use your beep, boop, beep computer analytics to make decisions. Play the game out.
Any similarity, do you think, to the Yankees not wanting to face the Astros, like Cole doesn't want to face Devers?
All of that stuff is in your head. Your thoughts become things. It's in your mind. I know I have tried to will the Yankees to the World Series by saying, everybody knows they're 27-time champs. Everybody knows they have Aaron Judge. The teams that they face are going to know that this is what the Yankees do. This is Yankee Stadium. The Yankees are in a 15-year drought. This should be their year. They have to believe it, though. They have to walk the walk. They have to be the tough guys. They have to execute. They have to have a game plan. They got to not manage themselves out of a game. They got to not make stupid decisions in a game. And that was the dumbest decision of the year. And luckily, the next day, right, they did the whole, they threw a Judge, and then Alex Cora wanted to talk about, oh, well, you know, obviously we know now that Gerrit Cole threw at Devers his first at bat because he didn't want to face him. And then they throw a Judge. It's just stupid. The Yankees handled business. They won. And, you know, all is well that ends well. But is it over? I don't know what version of Gerrit Cole we're going to get. And we need the best version of Gerrit Cole the rest of the season. And this half a season that he's put together, he's had some bad moments. He's had some moments where we're like, wow, not very Cole. Like, I mean, the Mets fans know. The Mets fans saw him. 888-808-1019. Still waiting for the Mets to break through here. Bottom of the second, one on, no outs. J.D. Martinez at the plate. Paul is in Franklin Square. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Keith. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Long-time Mets fan, but I want to challenge something you said about the Yankees. You can't hand-select your opponent. You got to take all comers. You're the 27-time world champions. It's not Tetris. You don't twist and turn pieces to fit in. You take who's out in front of you, you beat them, and you win.
I hope so. I'm saying, as a radio host, as a fan that goes to the games and has seen the Houston Astros defeat the Yankees every time, I would prefer to not. You know, there's a lot of fans saying, I want that. Yeah, I want to exercise those demons. They're not the same Astros. I want that, and I'm saying be careful what you wish for. The Yankees as players, as an organization, no. They need to win as many games as possible here. They need to win the American League East. They need to try to finish with the best record in the American League and let the chips fall where they may.
I hear you, but good luck. You know, if the Mets don't win, let the Yankees win, but take on all comers.
I do, in my life. I'm against all odds. I'll take on whatever. Like, I've always been that way. But like I said, I don't pitch. I don't hit. I don't get to play the game. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about me as a spectator of these New York Yankees that do not have the experience that the Astros have. That in this recent history of this Aaron Judge, Aaron Boone era have lost to the Houston Astros. The Astros have gone to 7 straight American League series. Why would you want to get, like, why would you want to draw them? If you had to choose, which we don't get to choose, but if you had to choose, why wouldn't you want the easiest path to a World Series where you haven't been since 2009? Why would you want the team that stopped you? All the other doesn't make any sense. You guys know the number to dial. This show is smoking by. Roy White will join me in about a half an hour. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
Talk New York sports on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
And we're back. How's it going out there? Club going up on a Tuesday. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking you up to Yankees baseball at 9.
Roy White will join me in a little bit. Let's talk to the Yankee fans that call the Fan. Dominic in East Rochester, my guy, how are you?
Hey, Keith McPherson, how are you?
Fantastic.
All right, buddy. First of all, I owed you this call 2 weeks ago. But after the way your Dallas Cowboys handled my Browns, I couldn't even breathe, so I couldn't talk.
Yeah, well, week one is preseason, and it was a bad look for you, but you bounced back, and look what happened to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, so much for not playing your guys in the preseason, though, huh?
Oh, I could talk about it for an hour about how many of these guys are hurt and injured because they don't play real football at all. They have some joint practices here where they'll have some reps, and then they get into a real football game, and they can't play one without hitting the injury report. It's tough.
Boy, we were a mess in that game. You probably watched the game, right?
Mm-hmm, I did. You know what it was? It wasn't just that you got dominated in one facet. It was all three facets of the game. It was defense, offense, special teams. The Dallas Cowboys came in there very prepared, which I really think they just got a boost from Dak Prescott getting signed that day, and they carried that momentum and energy. And then, you know, they're frauds, so everybody crowned them as a legit team, and look how good they looked. And then their home opener, they fell flat on their face against the Saints.
I know. That's the way it is. But you certainly did drub us. There's no two ways about it. I'm sorry I didn't.
Here come the New York Football Giants.
Well, we'll handle them. We'll be okay. We'll be okay. But Watson's not the answer for us. It's not to be.
Two overpaid quarterbacks in this game.
Listen, I got two more things. First of all, you are going to be interviewing. You didn't see Roy White play.
No, but I know him, and I love the guy.
And I told you about him, I think, before. Mm-hmm. I think this guy played about 17 or 18 years. Remember, I don't expect you to remember all my calls, but I did call and say, why hasn't this guy been recognized?
Yes, I do remember that. He's there, and I think I replied. I said, he's there. He's around at the stadium. There might not be a Roy White bobblehead or a Roy White day. Maybe in the future, though.
Keith, this guy was one good ball player. I mean, he's a switch hitter. He could play all the outfield positions. He had a decent arm. He could run. I mean, he was special. Now, he was on, he's on team with the some pretty good boys, so he kind of got overshadowed. But I just wanted to tell you, and I hope you'll tell him, that a fan of 70 years just wanted to tell him he was one hell of a ball player.
Thanks for the call, Dominic. Of course, he's probably listening right now. Man, I remember walking past Gate 8, and Roy White is walking up. And, of course, young fans are not going to recognize him or understand. And he's quiet as kept. He's extremely humble and modest. And I'm like, Mr. White. I saw a picture of Justin Shackle with him. And I think Justin wrote that, how much he's heard about Roy White. And when I say I love the guy, I just think his demeanor and the way he presents and the way he carries himself, he's at Yankee Stadium. He's not looking for the pomp and circumstance. And, we will be together on Thursday, and you'll hear more about that from Roy coming up. We're going to be honoring Thurman Munson. We'll be at the Venetian in Garfield, New Jersey, and we're going to talk about it in a little bit. But, yeah, obviously it's before my time. It's before my, parents' time. I don't think my parents were watching Roy White play. But he is somebody that deserves respect and someone that, in the Yankee lore, I know a lot of you listening enjoyed watching him and have good things to say about him, and he's going to join us in a little bit. Steve is in Rockland on the Fan. What's up, Steve?
Oh, man. Dominic's not, definitely, I got high praise. Look, Roy White was on the Yankees when it was really, really tough to be a Yankee fan. I'm pretty sure that his first, if it wasn't his rookie year, or it was a partial, was 1965, all right? And then he was one of the guys that was held over, that was on those teams that did not have such great records. And he was an integral part of their success moving four is 76 when you know, they hit it, you know, mm-hmm. when they were hitting it there in the late 70s.
Back to back champs.
I just, he was, that dude, he was smooth. I mean, what, it was a joy to watch. I'll tell you something, Mickey Mantle's last year, you check me out, I'll never forget, he hit 267, and I thought he was I thought that was like the best, because the Yankees were just so bad. Dominic would back me up on that. For years, they had nothing. 267 was like it might have well have been 367, you know, especially for younger people who were just, you know, I was tired of hearing everyone, oh, Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio. I was like, I used to ask, did Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth play with Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox? I mean, were these real guys? Did they ever exist? How could they be so bad? How could the Yankees have been so bad? And then, Roy, you know what? You know, when they made the playoffs, 1976, and never mind, when they won the World Series, he was huge. He was key. I'll go as far to say that as important as Thurman, and you know what? That's the other thing. I would love to ask Roy White if he doesn't think that Austin Wells bears some resemblance to Thurman. I get chills, man. Like, he'll do, like, you know, it's the stash, but then it's the way he goes to the opposite field. I know Thurman was righty. I know Wells is a lefty. And it's just the way he handles himself, and he'll do stuff. And I'll say to my brother, oh, my God, he looks like Thurman.
Thanks for the call, Steve. I could listen to that stuff all day. Like, the generation is of Yankee fans, and, you know, even now my generation that obviously grew up with the core four, Bernie Williams was my first favorite player, and then Jeter, and then Judge. You know, YouTube doesn't do it justice. Yankeeography doesn't do it justice, and there's just a long lineage and history of Yankees icons, and I am extremely flattered and honored to be amongst these guys. And you know, coming up, you'll hear me talk about it, the first annual New York Legends Gala honoring Thurman Munson and guys like Roy White being there, Goose Gossage being there, Bucky Dent being there. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1 hour to go. Roy White will join me in like 20 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.